Good morning, church. Today is another day that we have here on God's green earth. So let's stand and let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have another day here on this earth. And there are many other things that we could be doing today, many other places that we could be. But Father, in the scheme of eternity, it's only one thing that really matters. And so, Father, now as we have come together in the name of Jesus, and we have of one like mind, one spirit. And Father, we have songs here that glorify and lift up the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we come to you now in spirit and in truth, Father, we thank you once again that we can just have an awesome time of worship. An awesome time of worship. This we ask now in Jesus' name. Amen.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth let I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth let I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Amen.
Find that in Psalm 89.
I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed.
And the devil's mad.
And the devil's mad.
And I'm so glad.
And I'm so glad.
And the devil's mad.
And the devil's mad.
And I'm so glad.
And I'm so glad.
And the devil's mad. And I'm so glad. He lost the soul that he thought he had. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. And that's not all.
And that's not all.
There's more besides.
There's more besides.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
There's more besides.
There's more besides.
And that's not all. There's more besides. I've been to the river and I've been baptized. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. My Lord and I.
My Lord and I.
We get so close.
We get so close.
My Lord and I.
My Lord and I.
We get so close, my Lord and I, we get so close, he fills me with the Holy Ghost, all my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed.
If you want to see
the devil run,
if you want to see
the devil run,
if you
want to see the devil run, shoot him with the gospel gun. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed. My Lord, he did,
my Lord, he did.
Just what he said,
just what he said.
My Lord, he did,
my Lord, he did.
Just what he said,
just what he said.
My Lord, he did just what he said. Healed the sick and he raised the dead. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed. You can talk about me,
you can talk about me.
Just as much as you please,
just as much as you please.
You can talk about me,
you can talk about me.
Just as much as you please,
just as much as you please.
You can talk about me, just as much as you please. I talk about you down on my knees. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed. And that ain't all, there's a whole lot more.
And that ain't all,
there's a whole lot more. Jesus Christ is the open door. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed.
Hallelujah.
I think that's probably about the only time you'll find ain't in a song. For all of you who like to have correct English.
The redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, are you?
Yes.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It says in the second half of it, it says, the Lord reigneth, the Lord reigns. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, omnipotent, reigns in majesty. Doesn't matter what's happening here on earth. God reigns. And he is allowing things to happen here on the earth. He is in charge. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
There's one thing that never fails, love, wonderful love. Every day it still prevails, love. soul, setting me free and making me whole. Let the blessed tidings roll, love, wonderful love. There's one thing that never fails, love, wonderful love. Every day it still prevails, love, wonderful love. Coming from heaven, filling my soul, setting me free and making me whole. Let the blessed tidings roll, love, wonderful love. There's one thing that never fails, love, wonderful love. Every day it still prevails, love, wonderful love. Coming from heaven, filling my soul, setting me free and making me whole. Let the blessed tidings roll, love, wonderful love. There's one thing that never fails, love, wonderful love. Every day it still prevails, love, wonderful love. Coming from heaven, filling my soul, setting me free and making me whole. Let the blessed tidings roll, love, wonderful love. Love, wonderful love. Love, wonderful love.
Amen.
It is true. Every day it still prevails. Andrew and I, we play this game at home. It's called Opposites. I say one word and he gives me the opposite. Love, hate, darkness, light, and so forth. Now, looking at this, every day it still prevails because this earth is Satan's territory and he stuffs us full of his things that he has to offer. Galatians chapter 5 lists what those are. Alright? It's the same chapter where you have the fruit of the Spirit. But then God says, look, I'm going to take this nasty stuff out of you. We're going to take it out. We're going to replace it with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, right? Mercy. This is what God fills us up with. There's one thing that never fails, love, wonderful love. And then Paul said in the Corinthians, he said, but the greatest of these is love, love.
Round.
many crowns.
Worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Just the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker.
Today and every other day of the week as well.
should and do. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows too. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows too. He tells me of the years that went before me, when heavenly plans were made for me to be, when all was but a dream of dim conception, to come to life, earth's burden glory see. When all was but a dream of dim conception, to come to life, earth's burden glory see. My God and I will go for right together. We'll walk and talk, and just as good friends do. This earth will pass, and with it common trifles, but God and I will go unendingly. This earth will pass, and with it common trifles, but God and I will go unendingly.
You, the reason.
light of you. I worship you.
Worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship Him. Let us worship Him. Hallelujah. We want to say that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. Great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. You are God, and we will praise you. You are God, we will exhort you. And give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, it's wonderful to come into Your presence with singing, and enter Your gates with thanksgiving, into Your courts with praise. And declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for working in our lives today. Thank you for moving in the midst of us in such a mighty way. Thank you for touching hearts today. Thank you, Father. Oh, we praise you, Lord. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and sing praises unto the name of Most High. To show forth the loving kindness in the morning and the faithfulness every night. For your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. Great is thy faithfulness. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a joyous day, for a peaceful day, for a wonderful day. We want, O Lord, to see your name be glorified today. Be glorified with the music, be glorified with the testimonies, be glorified, O Lord, with the preaching of the word. And, O Lord, that's our delight, and our delight is in the law of the Lord and in your law, to meditate day and night, that we might be like trees planted by the rivers of water that will bring forth fruit in its season. A leaf one wither, and anything we will do shall prosper. And Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we praise you. We pray for the anointing upon the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach. Anoint every ear that will hear the word. And let your name be glorified. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for the privilege to be in your house today, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you for being our only source. That with you we live and move and have a being. And we want today, O Lord, to give to the work of the Lord. We want to bring our tithes into the storehouse that he might be meat in our house, said the Lord. And he said, prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that he may be not enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you that you stand good in your promises. And you are able to provide exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for blessing every giver today, for blessing the church's finances. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we want to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Good morning.
Got a quick testimony. On Friday mornings, my brother and I have been going to this men's breakfast in Yuba City. And so been really having some good Bible studies there with a bunch of guys every Friday morning before work. Next week, we're going to talk on Romans 13, and we're all fired up. So we're going through the book of Romans right now. So having a good time with these brothers. And also, we're plastering a house for a lady, and I talked to her a couple months ago about a bumper sticker she had on her car. And it said, Keen for Congress, or for not Congress, but for State Senate. And so she called me last week and said, hey, this Mr. Keen's coming to my place. And she wanted me to come up for a barbecue. So I went up there with Mike and Jane and met this Mr. Keen running for State Senate. Actually, we got to sit right next to him while we had dinner. And so we asked him what's his story. And he said, well, he started in Chico as a UPS salesman. Now, he's in our district up north. So, and come to find out, he was working for UPS and going to school, studying law, and he's a born-again Christian, and he goes to a men's prayer group. And one day he said he heard vividly God speak to him and tell him, I want you to run for city council. And so he told his wife, and they said, well, let's wait for some confirmation. They said, if you really want me to run, you need to tell somebody to tell me I need to run for city council. So within a few months, a guy came up to him that was in this prayer group and said, God told me that he wants you to run for city council. Anyway, so then he went into the city council and became mayor and then went to the assembly. He was currently, I believe, in the assembly. And now he's running for state senator. So the guy, you know, he's not just telling you what you want to hear type politician. And I imagine to a point all politicians tell you what you want to hear, you know, to get elected, I guess. But anyway, that was the way it was with us. He quoted scripture with us and knows the Bible and believe that's a man of God. So it was refreshing to me that there are some people that God is putting in those places that are of good Christian value. So I told him that we would pray for him. So during prayer time, I want to pray for him and for that he will win this election. And we need these kind of guys in the state senates and in the U.S. Senate. And but Romans 13, I told you we're going to study that in our prayer group on Friday. That talks about obeying the laws. And so it's usually a pretty good debate, you know. So some guys believe God wants you to lay down and be steamrolled over. And some guys don't. I don't. So anyway, that's a brief testimony of what's some things that are going on in my life. Mike, you got a testimony?
Good morning.
Good morning,
I just want to add a few more things to that barbecue that we went to with Mr. Keen. And that was Jane and I were sitting at this table. And Tom had some questions that he wanted to ask him, and so did I. And we wanted to know if he was a born-again Christian. That was one of our key reasons for going, is to find out about this guy. And so we're sitting there eating dinner, and he asked to come over and sit by us and sit right with us. So I'm saying that this is God's divine appointment for Tom and I and Jane to meet with this man. And I mean, it was powerful. We spent some good quality time with this man. And we found out that he is Bible-based, King James, and that he believes in the Word of God. And that is powerful. So I'm here to say I'm going to lift this man up too in prayer, and lift him up that he gets in office. And I praise God that I was able to go to that barbecue and meet with this the lady that owns the place, which is a born-again Christian too. And we walked through her house. She's got a beautiful home. And we walked upstairs, and I happened to notice on her bed that she had a Bible right on her bed. And so I thought that was pretty good. Yeah, so I had a great time, and I just praise God that one other thing that he said, too, was that he's been praying about this situation. And that God is the one that's led him to move in these areas of serving. And so I praise God for that, and I know that there's many more coming. So thank you.
Okay, Natalia. She's not shy about raising her hand, man.
I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense his touch so divine. As he sits enthroned in his praises, how his love fills this new heart of mine. I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense his touch so divine. As he sits enthroned in his praises, how his love fills this new heart of mine. I can feel the presence of Jesus. I can sense his touch so divine. As he sits enthroned in his praises, how his love fills this new heart of mine.
Amen. That prayer and this song was meant for a 17-month-old baby that went to a funeral Saturday. But I'm going to start from the beginning. I was assigned to go to Tahoe to put in a couple of days or 3 days of work. And since I was going by myself and I needed some company, so I asked my wife and Natalia to come with me. Basically keep me company and cook my food and so forth. So they agreed, and so we left Thursday morning from Sonoma, and I had a piece of plywood on my rack on top of the ladders, tied down very well. But, you know, God's hand is always welcome. So as we were driving through Dixon is one of the places that the wind is very turbulent. I mean turbulent. It ripped the ropes, tore the ropes off, and the plywood start flying. Actually, I had a safety rope in the front, you know, over the hood and over the roof, and so it went over to one side, to the left side, and then went to the right side and just tore off right through the plywood and landed on the side. So thank God that nobody got hurt, and it just shook us up pretty well. The purpose of the plywood was that I was picking up this patio door section, just one section. The bad news, it weighed 200 pounds, and I'm supposed to go there by myself to install this. And so thank God that my wife came along and Natalia, because once we got to Sacramento, I got a new piece of plywood, and the workers at the Blomberg Window Company loaded it up with a forklift, of course. But we had to unload it by hand. And so anyway, I put in 2 days' work, 3 days' work in 2 days, like 14-hour days, for a reason, a purpose, because God just gave me this energy to do it, mainly because my wife didn't tell me in the beginning, but there was this funeral on Saturday in Santa Rosa that we finished on Friday afternoon at 6 o'clock and drove home. We got home at midnight, and of course next morning we went to the funeral. And if you remember, a few months ago my wife asked for a prayer for this gorgeous little baby that had some kind of cancer, and so she passed away, and the funeral was Saturday. And it was just heartbreaking. I mean, the church was packed, of course, with all the friends and relatives that sympathized with the parents and grandparents. And I never seen a baby in a coffin before. She was just like a doll laying there. I just, unbelievable. It's so heartbreaking. And so anyway, and then my wife received an email from Pastor John about today, and today we're going to be praying for the two-year-old child in Mill Valley. And I just have this strong feeling that God's wants this baby saved, and so that we pray for the parents, for the father or mother, to cry out to God for his mercy. Amen.
Praise the Lord, and good morning to you. I have a very joyous announcement to make today, and I'm sorry I'm going to dive here, but I will come back up. After 16 years, Christian Dynamics, book number one, finished. And I'm very excited about this, and we have in this book, it's stuff with page 378. So it would take at least two lunch breaks to read this book. Now, what's exciting about this book is this. And you can see it on the screen now. I want to talk about the cover. We had all kind of different covers. And then, I want to show the steps. Salvation, deliverance, and healing. And it all come through the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we had this lady, friend of ours, the ministry, Jeanette McDonald, up in Washington State. And so we told her we wanted, and she came up with that in 24 hours. And then Charles finished it up, and we got that design. In this book, you have a lifetime of our ministry. We started preaching. I started preaching back in 67. And we started casting out demons about 1970 and praying for the sick. And all the accumulation of knowledge, I was finally able to put it down into one volume. Now, I wish we could give it away. But we have spent, just this week, we spent about $1,200 to prepare for the printing and the preparation of this. So if you haven't had it, no one has it except a few people. So I would recommend that you pick up your copy. And this is a very powerful thing that would help your deliverance and in anything else that God leads you to do. Also, show you all the things. So praise God for that. So I want to thank Charles for preparing this. For Sister Lois that spent hours on that, Carol and everybody else proofreading it. So we're going to praise God for that. But I'm glad that we got Vasily here today because you are the centerpiece of the message today. So I'm glad that you made it and brought your family with you. So we got some prayer reports here, prayer requests. Let me begin with this. This is an email from Colorado. And this is from Ian Rule, R-U-H-L. And he wrote this, I will be in town next week, Tuesday, 5:11 to Friday, 5:14 for an interview with Sutter Health. Please keep me in prayer. The Lord opens the door for the job there. Do you still have your Bible study on Thursday at 7:30? I would like to attend next week when I'm in town. Thank you and God bless. Now, this man here is on his way to Sacramento. And so this will give us another strong worker in the Lord Jesus Christ and a brother. So we're going to pray for that. I did not have a specific paper for this, but we want to pray for a former member of this church, Stuart Hook here. And Stuart came here back in, I believe, about 2002, around that time. And he graduated in class 2003 with Michael Burns and Pamela and some others. And Stuart has some bad problems, difficulties, and he was diagnosed with cancer about 6 to 7 weeks ago. And the cancer went through the lining of the colon and got into two glands. And he's fighting right now for his life. So I would like for us to pray for Stuart that first of all, he will come back to Jesus. And then so that God can heal him. That's how we're going to pray for him. Got a praise report from New York. Patty Sims called last night. And usually she calls up and she has a prayer request. And this is a big praise report. She's much better, gaining strength each day. Her thyroid was removed by surgery some 20 years ago. But with a low medication intake, she has halved her intake. Lots of prayer. Her body is responding very positively. She's now waiting for the final healing when God will give her a creative miracle and place a new thyroid in her body. So we're going to be praising God for her today. Got this in from Bob Cadle. I guess somebody called it in. He wants prayer for Diane. Hyperstress, shoulder, and neck pain. And they have need income. So he wants prayer for the new business. He believes that that is related to because they are living, let's say, from about day to day, week to week. So we're going to pray for them. He also is a cousin. Now, when Bob wants to have prayer, I mean, you know, he's putting in his request. It's like at a restaurant, you know, he got a menu. So he wants prayer for his cousin, Gloria Hoffman, that has macular degeneration of the eyes. Doris Spikerman is a lifetime missionary. Pray for strength. And Betty Killen, we prayed for her last week, has bladder cancer. Scheduled for surgery. Pray for a healing. So we want to take care of that. Now, this is great. Listen to this. 1 week ago, oil stood at $86.15 a barrel. This week, it had fallen to $75.11 per barrel, a drop of $11.04 in 7 days. This is a direct answer to our prayers from last week. We also pray that God will begin to destroy the works of the evil money changers, investors in the world, and the 1,000-point drop for an hour on the American stock market has put fear in the money manipulators. They don't know what's going on. Let us continue to pray that God will forcefully confuse the international money gangsters who have been playing with nations and bankrupting many of them over the years. And this last week, the finance minister from the EU, European Union, met to come up with a plan to keep these evil money manipulators out of the crisis in the EU. These were the words released by the officials from this meeting. They met and said, we need to keep the speculators out that are ruining our nations. These were finance ministers. Now we need to pray that George Soros, David Rockefeller, the Rothschild family, and others behind the financial woes of the nations, let us pray that God will not only disrupt their financial dealings, but that he will begin to remove some of these men from earth. I believe they have rejected Christ and will not accept him. And I think it's time for God to move and just have some funerals here and there. Let me tell you how bad things are. Sacramento County is laying off workers. They laid off sheriff deputies. They laid off for the Children Protected Agency. They laid off a lot of people. Why? Because about 2-3 years ago, they went into what they called creative financial dealings. And they issued bonds, which were purchased by a bank in Germany. Now, in order for them to have it attractive, they have what you call it a adjustable interest rate that could go up to 25-30%. So then, the people on the Wall Street, I believe this was Goldman Sachs, it could have been another company, they simply said, we will go in, and it was not Goldman Sachs, it was another one. We will go in and sell you a guarantee that you only pay 6% interest. You pay us a fee, we guarantee this lower one, and then you have the bank in Germany. Well, that company in New York went under. Interest rates went up sky high. The bank in Germany says, we want our money and we want it now. The county supervisors have now got into such a financial mess. This is not only Sacramento County. This is just about every county in the United States did this kind of financing, which was enticed to them by these international money sharks. And they took the money. And that's the reason that we have problems all over the place. So I really would like to pray today that we will have some nice funerals and that the oil will keep going down and that they will lose tons of money. That's what I want to pray for. I believe we can have it. So at this time, let's come forward, those of you that like to pray, and we will begin to take care of business here today. Can you take care of the order here from Bob Cadle? And you did such a great job last week. Let's keep it going down. Okay. And a praise report for Patty. I'll let you pray for that. And would you pray that guy in, that he will come on in? And that he will get the job at Sutter. And also that he will be able to move to Sacramento. So let's open up our prayer.
Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the answers to prayer, Lord. And we want to recall that we prayed for rain and you and asked you to fill the reservoirs, and you have done it. So we thank you for that. We believe that that is a direct result of the prayer from this church and from other people. And so, Father, we thank you for the great opportunity to put our petitions out there, and that you honor them and you answer prayer. And I want to lift up this man, Rick Keene, who's running for state senate, says that you told him to run. And First of all, we praise your name that you're putting your people in place. And we thank you, Father God, that he will win this upcoming election. And he'll win it hands down. And he can go right to work in the state Senate of California, turning back the clock on all this liberal, socialist, anti-American programs that they're running, and get it back to true godly principles. So we thank you for that, Lord. And we also want to lift up Bob Cadle, and we thank you for blessing his business, and that you would open that up for him, Lord. He would have an income. Also that he would recognize that any business of a Christian belongs to you, and that if he gives that to you and tithes on the increase, that it will be blessed. And we also pray for Diane for stress, that all stress would be taken. And when we are in the arms of Jesus, we can release all stress. We can walk in peace. So we thank you for that to diminish, and for her shoulder and neck pain to go away. We also want to lift up Bob's cousin Gloria to you for the healing in the eyes, Lord. We thank you for her eyes to be healed. Not only her physical eyes, but spiritual eyes. These are the most important eyes. And then he has a friend, Dorothy Spikerman. She's a missionary. We lift her up. We thank you, Father, for blessing her and leading her and guiding her in what she's doing. And then also Betty Killen has bladder cancer. And she's scheduled for surgery, and pray for healing. I believe she was here last week. We pray, Father God, that you would heal her. And I'm reminded of your word. It says that it is your desire that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So we thank you, Father, for healing of the soul and then healing of the body, and that she would be zeroed in on what she's supposed to do with her life. So we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you right now, God, giving you all the praise and honor and glory for what you're doing in the world and in America with the oil prices coming down. Lord God, I praise you for thanking you and thanking you for allowing those people to have their sins find them out. Thank you, God, for that. I give you all the praise and honor and glory, God, and I thank you for what you're doing and how you're exposing the sin that is out there in the oil. The people that are handling the oil and what's really going on. And Lord, you're bringing it to light. And I praise you for that, Father. Thanking you that you will continually expose them for what they really are. And how you're doing it so wonderfully. And I thank you, God, for that. I also thank you, Lord God, for the healing that you're bringing upon my wife, Lord God, over her real estate license, and how she's finally coming to peace with passing this third test, Lord God. She passed it, and now she's just going to take the final test. Lord, I just thank you for that. I thank you for watching over her, guiding her, keeping her safe. Lord God, at home today, Lord, and she's watching this program. And Lord, I thank you for Rick Keene, that you're putting a man of God in a place of tyrants and people that are ungodly. And Lord, that we're going to see great change. I believe that America is coming to a place where there's going to be great change and excitement and joy in America, because people and situations are going to change for the glory of God. And I just give you all the praise and honor and glory for it today, God. And thanking you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and salvation, and being able to spend eternity in heaven with you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
My Heavenly Father, enemy, get out of my throat. I just want to thank you and praise you for the miracles that you have created in our life this last few days. Tremendous miracles, and I thank you for that. And now, Heavenly Father, we lift up Patty Sims, and we're asking for a miracle for her, and we pray for her miracle in for a new thyroid. And no job is too small or too big for you, Heavenly Father. We ask you to please put one into her so she'll be a glory for you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And Father, we bring before you Stuart, who used to come to this church. And Father, we know that as Stuart has suffered much in his life, he has not had a good life until he walked with you. And then he had a hard time walking with you continuously. And we know that, Father, you discipline your children. Your children whom you love are disciplined. And we believe that this is a discipline that is put upon Stuart right now. And he needs to decide if he's going to be submit to that discipline and walk with you, or if he's going to yield to the cancer and be taken. We feel like this is an urgent matter, Father. This is a son, a child of yours. And we put him in your hands, Father. We ask that you would grant him the gift of repentance, that he would walk with you, that he would remember the important things in life, our eternal fellowship with God, and that he would not any longer desire the things of the world. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you Jan Rule this morning. We put him in your hands. We want to ask you that you give him favor with God and man. That, O Lord, that you will provide a job for him with Sarah Hospital. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are provider, Lord. You are the God that shall supply all our needs. And we pray, O Lord, that you meet the need. Since he took, O Lord, that step of faith to move to Sacramento. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty breakthrough there, Lord, and that he would be able to move to Sacramento. And Lord, we put him in your hands, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty miracle in this man's life. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And another beautiful addition in this body of believers, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for blessing him as he comes, O Lord, to Sacramento. Bring him home safe. Bring him here safely. We pray in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to pray for the men and the women, Lord, that are manipulating the finances, the money situation in the world. And Father God, none of them really are saved. And it would be wonderful if one of the Rothschilds could be saved and break loose and say, I'm going to follow the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And I'm going to renounce what the family has done for 300 years. Father God, I pray that you'll bring someone out like Saul of Tarsus that became the Apostle Paul. But Lord, those that are rejecting you, they are determined to serve Lucifer. I want to pray here today, Father God, that you will show to their lives that, Father God, he's done so much damage on this earth. Like David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, David Brzezinski, and so many others, Father God. And I thank you that shortly we will hear the news that this person, that person, suddenly passed away without any reason. They could not say why. They were not even sick. And Father God, in the book of Ezekiel, you showed us that you have your angels with our weapons that went out to slay in the city those that were backslidden and those that were not that were against you. And I thank you, Father God, you have angels that can move up and down this earth and clean out. And Father God, as we heard this man running for Senate here in California, we thank you that you will raise up men and women around the world, godly men and women, so that, Lord, we can roll back the Antichrist for just a little season to give us more time to preach and to give the word, give the world the gospel. And I want to thank you and praise you now, Father God, that you will have a result of this. And we praise you for that now, in Jesus' name. And those who agreed, who dared to agree, said, amen and amen. You may be seated. Before the children go, we got something very important to do here today. This is Mother's Day. And I don't know how many of the mothers we got left in here. But I'm going to ask every mother to stand up. I'd like to pray for you. So every mother, would you stand up? And we're going to be praying for you. And those around them, would you just have your hands out and we pray for these right now. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and praise you right now that we can pray for each one of these women here today that have given birth to children. And Father God, we honor them today. We thank you, Lord, they did not kill their children. We thank you, Father God, they gave birth to them. They raised them. They ministered to them. And Father God, they did the best they could. And I pray right now, Lord, a great blessing upon every mother, not only here in the building, but those that are watching us right now, that you will bless them, give them joy unspeakable, and Father God, let them know that they have done a great job. And we thank you, we praise you for that now, in Jesus' name. And all the men and the others said, amen. You may be seated. At this time, we will take our children out to their classes, and we will hand out the outlines.